This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on 790, Zach Duarte, Brian Monroe. You know, we need to get into some more baseball talk around here. We talked to Craig Mish last week. And we want to, you know, pay our dues to the Marlins and baseball. It's that time of the year where pitchers and catchers and reporters will get to spring training soon. So, Brian reached out to a buddy of his. Good old buddy from the gym.
Yep.
So, joining us now in the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest signs, they are truly steps beyond convenient. Former Yankees catcher legend for 17 years in baseball, five-time World Series winner, and now a member of the Miami Marlins family, Jorge Posada. Jorge, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Jorge, my man, what's good?
What's up, man? How are you?
I didn't want to interrupt you. I know it's a beautiful day out there. I figured you might be hitting the links and stuff like that, but I appreciate you taking out the time and coming on with us.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
So, Jorge, you know, I'm doing some research for this segment, and everything that I read, it says that nothing has been announced yet in terms of your position with the Miami Marlins. Can you make an announcement? Is there anything official in terms of you and the Miami Marlins?
Yeah, we're working out some details. When you sign as a player, you just sign and you keep going. When you sign as a worker or instructor or special advisor, whatever it's going to be, you know, you need to make everything right. And, we're just working some details out, but it's going to happen.
See, I love the title of special advisor because I knew it had to be a special role to get you off, you know, out of the gym, off the golf course and back to work. And so can you kind of say, you know, what led to this decision for you to go into this position? And are you excited? What is it about the Marlins that makes you want to go back and help these kids?
There's a few things. First and most important is Derek Jeter being, the CEO and my brother. And then being in Miami, the team is in Miami. And also is the time. The timing of it all is perfect. The kids are getting older. I do want to do some things. I don't want to be gone. You know, that's why Marlins are important because I don't want to be really traveling, the whole time. So I'm going to be doing some things with the whole organization, big league clubs, and probably a lot more with the minor leaguers. More mindset. If I see something, you know, with their swing, with their defense, more in their catchers, I would like to be there and try to, transform these kids into prospects and, hopefully get them into the big leagues.
And I want to give a big shout out to your son, getting into the University of Miami, only the best university in the country right now. So good for him. Happy for him. Stays close to home and can grow up with you.
Yeah. He's very happy. He's just one of those, at the beginning, he didn't know what he wanted to do, the first year. And he has a pretty good idea what he wants to do. He wants to act. So, hopefully, we can see him in movies, sooner than later.
Now, Jorge, so you said that, you're going to be more hands-on, especially with the younger aspect of the organization and the Miami Marlins. Obviously, they were in the news last week for making a big trade, trading JT Realmuto and acquiring, a couple of young prospects, Sixto Sanchez. But this is what the Marlins have been doing since Jeter took over is trying to shed salary and acquire young players to build the future of this franchise. Have you looked into some of the younger players that the Marlins have acquired in the last 2 years? And are you excited about working with some of those guys? Is there anybody in particular that you're looking forward to?
Everything is new, Zach. I think for me, I got to, some of those kids. I still don't know their names. There's a lot of talent coming back, from these trades. And that's the number one thing that Derek wanted to do. He wanted to make this organization the best in baseball. when it comes to, you know, the prospects, the talent, and looking forward to, you know, to the kids coming up, you know, sooner than later. You know, it's perfect scenario for them. You know, they're going to get an opportunity, you know, to see them in spring training. If you're ready, you're ready. And you're going to, you know, have a chance to make a ball club. So this team is young, but this team is going to be a very good one for a long time. That's what we want.
So, and I know that you also mentioned just a few minutes ago that the timing is right for you. And there was a lot of speculation last year is that you might jump on board with the Marlins last year. Is it just the timing that you are now jumping on board with Derek Jeter and the Miami Marlins? Or is there something like, you know, you wanted to get back into baseball? Or give us some insight and thought process in terms of getting back into baseball with the Marlins.
Yeah, yes to all the, you know, to all of that. You know, I talked to him last year, and, you know, we were in talks, and it just everything happened, you know, happens for a reason. I'm just a little bit more ready this year, so looking forward to it.
Now, look, I want to bring some brevity and some, you know, some laughter to this interview. So give us some insights to what Brian's like at the gym. Because,
oh, come on, because
you get to interact with him on a personal. You know, I get to see him, and he's all talk. But, like, you know, give us some insight into what he's like. Because I work at a gym, too. You know, him and I are almost very similar in terms of the type of person we are. So give me some insight into your interaction with him at the gym. And give us some good stuff.
Yeah, he's very focused. You know, he goes in there. He doesn't talk to anybody. He puts his headphones on, and it's work.
That. See? There you
so,
go.
You know, it's just a very driven guy, you know, and, you know, he doesn't say anything, you know, you say hi, and that's about it. You know, he's just a little bit of a, you know, a hard person to get, you know, get through.
Right. Okay. All right. I can see it. I can see Brian being that serious, serious guy. Over
I just
there.
Look up to the champ. You know, I'm trying to just follow his lead and his work ethic in there because, you know, he's grinding with his trainer and stuff like that. So it's all serious. No jokes in there, you know?
Right. In terms of getting back to the baseball aspect of what's going on, obviously with the Marlins, Jorge, this is going to be a, you know, 3-4-5 year rebuilding project. And again, we're talking with Jorge Posada, former Yankees catcher and now special advisor to the Miami Marlins. The Marlins, they're thinking long term here with the acquisition of the team last year. You know, what can you say to the fans who have been through this process 3-4-5? You've seen this, Jorge. You've seen this from, you know, you were a member of the Yankees, the Marlins won the World Series, and then everybody got shipped off 2 or 3 years later. You've seen this happen to the city of South Florida 3-4 times. What can you say to the fans as to why this time it might be different?
Well, it's a different group, you know, and what Derek is trying to do is, you know, what we were used to doing, you know, like you said, the Yankees. Bringing the best talent in town. Derek hates that word rebuilding. It's not a rebuilding. It's a process. And this team is, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what year, but it's going to happen.
Okay. All right. I won't agree with it that it's not a rebuilding, that it's a process. But at the same time, like you have to understand that the fans of South Florida, that they have had this happen to them 3-4-5 times now in the last 15 to 20 years. And that's why there's a lot of, you know, trepidation in terms of the fans. I think that what the organization is doing is incrementally the right decision. They're doing a lot of things off the baseball field, Jorge, that are bringing the community back in. And, you know, they're working with the young guys in terms of giving them classes on how to talk to the press. They changed the menu at the Marlins ballpark to the prices are $3 or $5, which is the area code down here, 305. They're trying to get their employees to all take Spanish classes. I think that these are all moves in the right direction to not only you know, right the course in terms of how the franchise looks, but to gain the fan base back, which I think is what is going to be the hardest thing to do in the long term.
Yeah, no question. We want the stadium to be packed. You know, obviously, you play better as a player. You play better when the stadium is full. You know, the fans got to come out and support the team. And that's number one. You know, we want to get that fan base to know that these kids are going to be here. You know, so that's the biggest thing. We want the organization to develop some players, develop, you know, the talent, and, you know, have the fans, you know, identify with, you know, with a player. So
yes.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. You know, speaking of developing players, I know there's another Yankee great that, you know, I'm sure it could help out with the pitchers and Mariano Rivera. I mean, You can put in a call. You know, we need all the special advisors we can get down here for the Marlins and build this into the Yankees of the South.
Yeah, Mariano will be – I'm so happy for him, you know, him getting in the Hall of Fame. Well-deserved, 100% of the votes. What a great guy. I mean, he made my job a lot easier. So we're very excited for him. So we're looking forward to the summer when he we have to talk in front of all these people. And hopefully he doesn't break down. I told him, you know, he needs to stay not to cry, you know, during the speech.
You got him if he does, man. You got him, though.
Jorge, what's going on in baseball right now with Bryce Harper, Manny Machado not being signed? Is it just the market kind of correcting itself? Is the players are, you know, they're eventually going to be asking for too much? What's happening here? I think this is a bad problem for baseball, don't you?
It doesn't look good, you know, but I think the players that are getting the money are the players that are, you know, putting numbers every year. It is tough to see a Machado and a Harper and, you know, Kimbrel and Gonzalez and all these kids are not signed yet. You know, I don't know what's going on. I think the long-term deals are pretty much the owners don't want to do that. And I can see their point. But as a player and looking back, it's tough to, you know, tough to see, you know, these guys not signed. There's like 100 and something players not signed yet.
Can Manny Machado or Bryce Harper sign in the middle of spring training and just assimilate into any lineup, any team? Or do you think it is, you know, it's not like the NFL where you should be there in training camp, you should be there in the preseason and play those games? Or do you think it doesn't mean that much that they can just, you know, suit up and lace up and show up?
Well, these guys are, you know, they are working out. It's not like, the, you know, the 1960s and 70s that they will come in to spring training not in shape. These kids are working out. They are getting ready for whatever, you know, whatever time it is. Spring training could be a long time for a position player. So it's almost time. You know, I think they want to sign, you know, here in a week or so to get used to their teammates and the things that all the signs and all that stuff. But I think it will be good to see, hopefully, in the next week or 10 days that they sign with somebody.
So we're going to change it up a little bit. So I know we've talked about it before, some football and stuff like that, and I know who your team is. What gives you hope that the Dallas Cowboys are going to take the next step next season, and can they re-sign all the big names to make it to the Super Bowl?
You know what, Brian? I've been a Cowboys fan since I was a little kid in Puerto Rico. That's the team that everybody follow in Puerto Rico, and we are hopefully on the way to a Super Bowl next year here in Miami next year. So I'm looking forward to it. I think that we need to you know, sign some of these guys, but we really need a good draft this year.
Yeah, I agree on that one. They have a couple pieces to fill in there. And then, so you're saying if the Super Bowl is down here, you will be going if the Cowboys make it. But I'm sure this time, since we've talked about it, you need to get a box because you can't sit in the regular seats down in Miami.
Yeah, last time I went, I was hassled a little bit. And I couldn't get into my seats. But
life's rough, this year, man, huh?
this year will be different. I would like to, if the Cowboys make it, get some kind of private seating this time.
I'll work on it with you at Liv and see what I can do. I'll pull some strings for you.
Jorge, what about Kyler Murray? Interesting athlete. Obviously gets drafted in the first round, I think ninth overall by the Oakland Athletics, and now he's committed to playing football, even though he's 5'9". Like, any thoughts on him? You know, I came out and said earlier, I don't want, just because I'm a Dolphins fan, and I don't, the Dolphins have failed at the draft for 15 years. I don't think they would do right if they did draft Kyler Murray. But do you think he can succeed in the NFL, being that he's 5'9", 5'10", or do you think it'd be a better prospect for him in the minor leagues in baseball?
You know, the biggest thing, I think he can always come back to baseball. You know, if in 2 or 3 years football is not working out, he can, you know, he's still young enough, you know. So hopefully he can, you know, I want him to succeed anywhere he wants to, you know. But I see him as a baseball player more than a football player.
See, I literally wrote a blog for the website yesterday, and that's what I wrote. I said he has options, and if you know the Dolphins, they are way far away from competing. So if they draft a Kyler Murray, they go 4-12. You know, this guy's going to have a little seed in the back of his head. Well, you know, I could go back to baseball. And when you're drafting a quarterback, that's not what you want. You don't want your quarterback to have options.
Give him a couple of years.
But
to
I don't
fail.
Know if he will go through those couple of years. I don't know that. I don't know Kyler Murray like that. You know,
we'll get him on the line.
All right. It's not like he committed to playing football right away. It took him 4 weeks to or like 6 weeks to commit to playing football, and he knew right away when pitchers and catchers reported. Anyways, Jorge, last question before we let you go here. Jorge Posada joining us here with Zach Duarte, Brian Monroe on 790 The Ticket. You played in the 2003 World Series. I thought a lot about asking you this question, maybe not asking you this question, but you played in that 2003 World Series. You were the last out. Can you kind of like just walk us through what that's like? Obviously, it's not a good feeling, but you know, to be on the field when another team is celebrating. And look, you won 5 championships, so you had your fair share of being on the other side of that. But what's it like being the last batter of the World Series?
Not a good feeling. Not a good off-season. You know, you get to, you know, be, especially when it happens at home, too. You know, this happened at home. I think we lost that series after David Wells got hurt in Game 4. I think he only pitched 2 innings with back spasms. And we were up 2-1. And you know, not having him pitch at least 5-6 innings, you know, it really got to us. And they tied the series, and it was just, you know, downhill from there. You know, having those big pitchers that they, you know, the Marlins had, Beckett and Pavano and Burnett and all those guys, was tough to overcome. But not a good feeling, you know, when you are walking off the field and you're the last out, you know, knowing that you just hit a dribble to the pitcher. It's just those things you forget. You put them, mm-hmm. you know, you put them in the vault. You don't bring them up till people like you bring them up.
Exactly.
Hey man, I had to ask. Hey, look, you if you hadn't won 5, I wouldn't ask the question. All right, but you won 5. Like it's okay, man. You won 5. I think you're all right.
Yeah, I think that one in 2001 probably hurt the most.
Oh yeah, those were both tough losses. Jorge, look, man, you've been a great sport. Hopefully, we'll get you on when the Marlins win the World Series this year. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us, man.
All right, man, no problem. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it, Jorge.
That was Jorge.
All right, guys, thank you.
Jorge Posada, there, former Yankees catching legend, 17 years in baseball, 5 World Series championships, and now he's the new special advisor to the Marlins, Derek Jeter. Looking forward to having him on the program again. He was good, man. I was fun, man. I like to joke around with him a little bit there. So
he's, you know, he's all serious though in the gym. Like you said,
but we're not in the gym. So.
I'm just kidding. He's a jokester, just like me.
I'm gonna go like to your gym now. Like, hey, Jorge, it's Zach. What's up?
He's gonna be like, who's this guy, man? I'm gonna be like, I don't know him.
Oh, we'll be back here on 790 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.